Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug, why do you think we've gotten this managerial hire wrong twice now? Frank DeBoer, now Gabby, 13 matches in. Everybody's kind of scratching their head. Why do you think that's happened? I mean, is this a function of the front office just getting it wrong, even though they're doing this extensive search to try to go find the right guy?
It's funny. I mean, in a way, I think the club is a victim of its own success and a victim of its own ambition. I mean, from the start, the sort of coaches that this club has gone after, starting, of course, with Tata Martino, a guy that had coached Lionel Messi at Barcelona and with the Argentinian national team. And given the success that Tata had and the credibility he gave the club immediately, you know, when he left, I think it was important to get another big name, and Frank DeBoer was that. I mean, you can argue that given the failures that DeBoer had at his previous two stops before coming to Atlanta, Inter Milan, and Crystal Palace in England, where things did not go well, and he was fired. You know, he did not last long. That should have set off alarm bells, but he was a big name, and. After he leaves Atlanta, he goes and takes over the Dutch national team, one of the most important national teams in the world. So, it didn't work out. And again, Atlanta swings for the fences. And it seemed like, getting Heinze was a return to the club's roots. It's another Argentinian coach like Martino, a guy that has a name and a pedigree. He played at Manchester United and Real Madrid. And by all accounts, was an up-and-coming young coach in South America, which, we know is where a large percentage of Atlanta's players are from. So on the surface, it seemed like it made sense. But when you look at things a little bit more deeply, there were a lot of differences between Heinze and Martino. And I think the biggest thing from the sources that I spoke to were that, there were some issues with Martino as well. He wasn't an easy guy to work with, but he showed a willingness to adapt to a new environment, a new league, at least enough to get, to get the team winning and to get everyone on the same page. And look, I think Atlanta and the front office, as good a job as they did in those early years building things, they got lucky in a way. They got lucky with the players they got and how everything fit together and, the success that that team with Martino and certainly Miguel Almirón and the way he played, this exciting, balls to the wall kind of style.
Right.
They were enthralling and it's hard to recapture that. And, Heinze was a different character and he was not willing to adapt by his own admission. I'm not surprised really to see him go, even though it's still shocking. The club's trying to make it right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.